Bless the Lord, who forgives all our sins.
His mercy endures forever.
And now I will read the Decalogue, and the people respond with the words, Amen. Lord, have mercy. Hear the commandments of God to his people. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of bondage. You shall have no other gods but me. Amen.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
You shall not make for yourself any idol.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
You shall not invoke with malice the name of the Lord your God.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy.
Amen.
Honor your father and your mother.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
You shall not commit murder.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
You shall not commit adultery.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
You shall not steal.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
You shall not be a false witness.
Amen.
You shall not covet anything that belongs to your neighbor.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Jesus said, The first commandment is this, Hear, O Israel. The Lord our God is the only Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son Jesus Christ came down from heaven to be the true bread which gives life to the world, evermore give us this bread, that he may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Joshua. The Lord said to Joshua, "Today I have rolled away from you the disgrace of Egypt." And so that place is called Gilgal to this day. While the Israelites were camped in Gilgal, they kept the Passover in the evening on the 14th day of the month in the plains of Jericho. On the day after the Passover, on that very day, they ate the produce of the land, unleavened cakes and parched grain. The manna ceased on the day they ate the produce of the land, and the Israelites no longer had manna. They ate the crops of the land of Canaan that year. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And now we will read Psalm 32 in unison. Happy are they whose transgressions are forgiven and whose sin is put away. Happy are they to whom the Lord imputes no guilt and in whose spirit there is no guile. While I held my tongue, my bones withered away because of my groaning all day long. For your hand was heavy upon me day and night. My moisture was dried up as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not conceal my guilt. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. Then you forgave me the guilt of my sin. Therefore, all the faithful will make their prayers to you in time of trouble. When the great waters overflow, they shall not reach them. You are my hiding place. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Do not be like horse or mule, which have no understanding, who must be fitted with bit and bridle, or else they will not stay near you. Great are the tribulations of the wicked, but mercy embraces those who trust in the Lord. Be glad, you righteous, and rejoice in the Lord. Shout for joy, all who are true of heart.
A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. From now on, we regard no one from a human point of view, even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view. We know him no longer in that way. If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us. So we are ambassadors for Christ, since God is making his appeal through us. We entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him, and the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them a parable. There was a man who had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the share of the property that will belong to me." So he divided his property between them. And a few days later, the younger son gathered all that he had and traveled to a distant country. And there he squandered his property in desolate living. When he had spent everything, a severe famine took place throughout the country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of the country, who sent him to his fields to feed the pigs. He would gladly have filled himself with the pods that the pigs were eating, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired hands have bread enough and to spare? But here I am dying of hunger. I will get up and go to my father. I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me like one of your hired hands.'" So he set off and went to his father. But while he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran and put his arms around him and kissed him. Then the son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to his slaves, "Quickly, bring out a robe, the best one, and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. And get the fatted calf and kill it. And let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." And they begin to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field, and when he came and approached the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the slaves and asked, "What's going on?" He replied, "Your brother has come, and your father has killed a fatted calf because he has gotten him back safe and sound." Then he became angry and refused to go in. His father came out and began to plead with him. But he answered his father, "Listen, for all these years I have been working like a slave for you, and I have never been disobeyed your commandment. Yet you have never given me even a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours comes back, who has defiled your property with prostitutes, you kill the fatted calf for him." Then the father said to him, "Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice because this brother of yours was dead and has come alive. He was lost and has been found." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Thank you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, I had a very good friend who was a fellow priest in Atlanta. And he shared with our group an experience he had. He told us that a very wealthy and prominent woman had died, and she was to have her funeral in a large Episcopal church in Charlotte, South Carolina. And as the time for the service arrived, as the time for the service arrived, the associate didn't know what to do. Should he start or not start? And he waited for a while and then made the decision, it's time to start. So he indicated to the crucifer, it's time to begin the procession. And so the procession began, and the assistant priest said those opening words for a funeral service, I am the resurrection and the life. And suddenly, there appeared the rector. And he said, no, I am the resurrection and the life. Now, the point is this, is you really have to get things straight before you start. And one of the problems we have to deal with today is translation. The Revised Standard Version says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. And the New Revised Standard Version, which we have today, made somewhat of an improvement. It said, if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. The problem is that in the apodosis, there is no pronoun and there is no verb. So what we end up with is with something like this. If anyone is in Christ, new creation. Someone aptly put it this way, if anyone is in Christ, voila, new creation. Now you have to get used to St. Paul because he deals with a double way of speaking. For example, he'll say, you have put on Christ, past tense. Then he turns around and surprises us by saying, put on Christ, as if that had not happened. We are not yet new creation. That's clear. But we know what it's about because it's in our souls, in our faith, and in our hearts. And the problem that we have is that we have one foot in the old creation, and you know what that's like. I'm sure many of you have been kicked around a lot in your many, many years of life as you struggled to make a living, take care of your family, and so on and so forth. And we know that that's in the news every day today. We spend 6 days a week, 6 days a week out there. I'll say in the wilderness or the far country, whatever you want to call it. And only one day, basically, in new creation. So these moments are very precious because you do not want to be shaped by what's out there. You want to be shaped by the Holy Communion and by the Word of God. You want to be part of new creation because I assure you the old creation is passing away. Now, what an environment we're in. I mean, this is a beautiful cathedral. When I was up in Atlanta, we built a church, and since I had been a canon here, I remembered. And I have to interject a little story here. And I promise not to talk about Yogi, my dog, too often, but I've got to interject it here. Yogi, we took him to dog training. And it was a large, large, large area. And one of the things we did was walk the dog past a doll that was lying there, and you say to the dog, don't touch, don't touch. Leave it. And then we proceeded to another part of the park, and the instructor said, well, we'll let the dogs go for a little while. And they did. And Yogi made a beeline over to get that doll, came back, didn't taunt the dogs, but wanted them to play. And all of a sudden, they're all chasing him. And we had this long, long tube where the dogs were trained to run through that tube to the other side. Well, Yogi ran into the tube with the doll. And the other dogs ran and said, "Where'd he go?" He stuck his head out. And then the other dogs went after him into the tube. And the tube was on this hill. Six dogs in there. And all of a sudden, the tube begins to roll down the hill. We are in a beautiful environment here. When I was a rector in Atlanta, I remember the how isn't this beautiful? The high peak ceiling. And we built our church, and when they finally could go in, I walked in, and there I was, looking up at this transcendent moment at the high peak ceiling. Now, when I talk about your new environment, I'm not talking about this building, as beautiful as it is. What I'm talking about is new creation. You and the person next to you. For we all believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he died and rose again. And that's church. That's the church. We were baptized into the body of Christ. Remember that language? It's very churchy. Let's make it less churchy. We were baptized into this fellowship of one another, of people who believe in Jesus Christ. And I just have to say it again and again that, when you're out in the dark, it's dark. When you come into the light, you feel the light. I am not the light. I am not the new creation. But I enter into the one who says, "I am new creation. I am the true bread that comes down from heaven. And if you abide in me and I in you, you will live forever." New creation. The old is passing away. So right now, you are sitting among brothers and sisters. You can rub shoulders with each other. I mean, this is pretty exciting. You people of eternity, thanks to God's grace. Paul puts it this way: if anyone is in Christ, voila, new creation. Now, I want you to think of the prodigal son for a while. He came home as a loser, really a loser. He was remorseful, I understand that. But he really did not have anything going for himself. And he had no idea of what to expect when he came from the darkness into the light of his Father. He had no idea what lay ahead until the embrace of his Father. His circumstances were changed. His circumstances were changed. It wasn't about him, although it was all about him. But the circumstances were instantly and radically changed. He was born anew in his own household with God. Now, we had a woman on a discovery weekend. She had been a rascal. I don't know if any of you were rascals when you were young, but she was a rascal into her 30s. And she shared with us some of her life on a discovery weekend, just a great weekend. And she told us that she had been a dancer in a New York City bar. And occasionally she worked behind the bar. She had great difficulty with finances. She had great difficulty with relationships. Her life was simply spiraling down, down, down. Until she met someone who had the power of life and death. Someone who could draw her out of her dark life into his light-giving, warm presence. And she said, "My life had just been dirty water. I can resonate with that. My life had just been dirty water, but Jesus Christ changed it into vintage wine. If anyone is in Christ. And voila again. New creation. Now, usually when we hear that prodigal story, we always identify the father in the story with God. I want you to identify the father in the story with yourself. You are the one who comes from new creation and goes into the old. You are the one who welcomes. You are the one who says, I am glad you are here. Paul puts it this way, you are an ambassador of new creation. Have you thought of it that way? You are the one who has the face of a welcoming father. And here at the cathedral, you get a chance to practice hospitality. Hospitality and waking, and welcoming, I'm sorry. You get a chance to practice hospitality and welcoming every Sunday. It is very, very important for you to say hello to one another, especially if you don't know the person. I mean, this might sound trivial to you, but it's not. Penny and I had an experience at a large cathedral. And we had a rental car. We got out of the rental car, and Lot had people in it. No one said a word to us. I don't know. We thought we were going into a morgue. We got into the church. Nobody said anything. And if it wouldn't have been for the fact that we took the initiation at the peace, we would have had peace exchange with no one. Now, we're professional Christians, and so are you, and we can handle it. But imagine yourself as a non-church person coming into a cathedral with hundreds of people, and not one person says welcome. Now, I don't know what you would do, but I know what we did. We were there for two Sundays. The next Sunday, we didn't go back. It's too cold. We went to another church, and we were welcomed. Almost too much. I almost felt building a tent there and residing there for a while. It was so wonderful. But consider the church an outpost. Consider the church an outpost in a pretty wild and crazy society. Consider it to be a boot camp, a place where you come to be trained to be ambassadors of new creation. And so we invite people to come to the body of Christ. And let's break it down again. We invite people to join us, the people of God. We invite them to church. We invite them, in our case, to St. John's Cathedral. Amen.
Amen.
Let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Almighty God, we come before you to pray for this world that you have made. Good Lord,
hear us.
For all who suffer, for the hungry, the sick, and those who are in pain, I invite you to speak the names of those in need aloud.
Gus, Dale, Jackie, Paul, James.
Good Lord,
hear us.
For lasting peace throughout the world, that all human beings might come to respect and honor one another. Good Lord,
hear us.
For this planet, that we may learn to cultivate and value the resources that you have given us. Good Lord,
hear us.
For the church throughout the world, for the Episcopal Church in Florida, and for this cathedral, that we may welcome many people to your holy table. Good Lord,
hear us.
For those who have died, we especially remember Richard Verrett and Ed O'Shields. Good Lord,
hear us.
For ourselves, our lives, our loved ones, that we may move mountains to serve you. Good Lord,
hear us.
We thank you for this time to worship, for those that we love, for all good gifts that you have given us, and for every breath that we take. I invite you to name your blessings aloud.
Aaron, Rasha, yeah.
We give special thanks for the birth of Ruby Eleanor Nadler. Good Lord,
hear us.
Father in heaven, help us to welcome each new person into this church as you would welcome them. This we ask in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the cathedral. We're so glad you're here today. If you're new or visiting, would you raise your hand? We won't make you give a speech, but we want to know who you are. Oh, it's wonderful. Look at all these visitors. We're so glad you're here today. Great to have you. And welcome, Aaron, our new canon for adult formation. We're so blessed to have you with us. It's just great. It's going to be so much fun to have him here as he develops new education programs for our adults and some weekends, discovery weekends, as he mentioned. So we're glad to have you, Aaron. Holy Week is quickly approaching, believe it or not. Can you imagine? And if you would like to know more about what happened to Jesus on that week that he journeys to the cross, one of the things that we do is on Wednesday night we do a full Seder dinner with a Jewish cantor and everything, so you get a sense of what the Last Supper would have been like for Jesus. If you're interested in coming to the Seder, You can check the bulletin for details and look for a friendly face with a clipboard after the service to sign up. If you want to have flowers given in honor of or in memory of your loved ones, you can do that by filling out the envelope, putting some money in the envelope that's in your pews and naming your loved ones there for Easter flowers. Also, we are conducting a survey to find out why people come here. We have a little marketing committee that has created a very brief survey. You can find it in the back of the church or online, and we're interested in everyone takes about 2 minutes to fill it out so that we can find out why people come to the cathedral and how we can reach out more to the city. The men's fellowship dinner is tomorrow night. Bring a steak and a friend if you'd like to come. And this week we have hosted some homeless families here at the cathedral. Three homeless families, single dads with their children. And this is part of a program called Family Promise, which we do at least twice a year here at the cathedral. And they've been amazing. We're helping them to get housing and get settled in their jobs. And so if you're interested in helping out with Family Promise, please let us know. We have a couple of special guests today. Dean Jose Angel from the Cathedral in Havana is with us. Welcome. We're so glad you're here. Many of you know Jose's story, but Jose has trouble speaking. He has had trouble with his voice, and none of the doctors in Cuba could figure out what was going wrong. And one of our members is the head neurologist at Mayo and heard Jose trying to celebrate here, what was it, a year and a half ago? And he said, I know what the problem is and we can fix it at Mayo. So he has been coming to Mayo every few months for injections into the muscles on either side of his vocal cords, and you're doing better, aren't you? Yes, we're so blessed. That's wonderful, a miracle. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Thank you. be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right that we should give thanks to you, O Lord Almighty. Father and everlasting God, at all times and in all places, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was in every way tempted as we are, yet did not sin, by whose grace we are able to triumph over every evil and to live no longer for ourselves, but for him who died for us and rose again. Therefore, we praise you and magnify your holy name with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven as we sing. Glory to you, O Lord our God, for you created heaven and earth and made us in your own image. And in your tender mercy, you gave us your only Son, Jesus Christ, to take our nature upon him and to suffer death on the cross for our redemption, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and he had given you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup, and when he had given you thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Therefore, Heavenly Father, with these holy gifts, we now celebrate the memorial of your Son, remembering his death and resurrection, as we await his coming again with great power and glory. Merciful Father, we ask you to bless and sanctify these holy gifts of bread and wine with your Holy Spirit, that they may be to us the body and the blood of your dearly beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Accept our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, O Lord, as we offer ourselves to you. Grant that all who partake of this holy communion may receive the most precious body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, and be filled with your grace. May we be made one body with him, that he may dwell in us and we in him, through Jesus Christ our Lord. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, world without end.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Not presume to come to this your table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord whose property owes always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so that we eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that we evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. The gifts of God to the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and raised for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith, with thanksgiving. in the name of St. John's Cathedral, I send you forth bearing the holy gifts that those whom you go may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread and one cup. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of your Son
and heirs
to the eternal kingdom. And now, Father, send us out to do given to us to do, to love and serve you in as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge of God and the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. And may the blessing of God the Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you now and forevermore. Amen. Amen.
peace, the love, and serve the Lord.